listening to good news and I feel fine. Every chance I have, I get online. The stories that inspire me and show me how great life can be. Good news broadcast.com. People say that life can bring you down. They don't know the secret that I found. Get online to goodnewsbroadcast.com.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Susan. Thank you, Hara, for creating that cool opening. And they're wonderful women. And we're going to have a Mother's Day special, part one of part 17 billion, because we have tons of content on women, and have been focused on the women's rights and the women's movement for my whole life, I guess. my mother was a women's liberator, without being a liberator, more just a hardworking woman. And that was it was a nice thing to grow up with and a librarian. So actually, I'm going to dedicate this to my mom today and tomorrow and forever, because I'm crazy about her. And so today is a special day. It's the 9th of May, and we have a wonderful cast of good news do-gooders. All right. Actually, we're going to start off with just a nice saying that has been brought to us from Jasmine Tang, Austin's mom. Austin's been with us for about 12 years, and then we did a story up in Harlem with the Harlem Mothers Save. It was an initiative some years ago to get the community and the police closer together, and they had an event. Don Pebbles was one of the cool sponsors and a caring guy, and we were honored to get a chance to do that. So we're going to show a little bit of that. Then we have Rita Wilson. This is a rap video that Rita did when she was quarantined. I really don't know her latest. I looked up his scenario. I believe that she's gotten through the coronavirus, and we pray she has. And then we're going to do a segment on calling soulful women. That was some young entrepreneurial women who created an event some time ago, and I just thought it was interesting. We had a chance then to, we've interviewed about 2,000 authors. So on our website over these 21 years, in fact, I have a library of 2,000 books. and it's in Brooklyn, New York, where our TV studio is. And so Debbie McComber, is a big time selling author, 100 million. That was years ago. So she's up to 200 million. In any case, I've always enjoyed talking to her. She's just a smart woman. She's going to share some things with us from some time ago. And then we, in our movie, Woodstock Forever, our nonprofit movie, we have asked many people what is love and peace and hope for them. And we're going to ask Kayla, Marin, Arden, and my sister Toby. Those are all other relatives. And Linda Meyer, then, here's in the building. And Linda has a wonderful dog, actually Albert, who unfortunately had passed since this interview. But she replaced, or didn't, I don't know if you say that's not the right word. She got a new dog, Brandon. But we're going to have an interview with Linda and Albert. That's cool. And then we have a little funny little thing. Girls just want to have fun. And then we go to Claire Diab, who is Deepak Chopra's yogi and my yogi, and knows yoga inside out. Very smart. Teaches at Seton Hall as well. Okay, so hi, Raphael. And hi, Julie. And thank you for turning on here. And I'm going to flip this around, and we're going to go to... I think we're going to go right to that. Stop the, hopefully this will flip. Yeah, good, great. Okay, so I think we'll start off with, let's go to this, let's go to the Harlem Mothers Save.
Who? Great founder and president.
Yes.
Her name is Jackie Rowe Adams. We're going to go to Jackie now.
No problem. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
And we also have a great sponsor, Don Peoples.
Yes, I know.
Great sponsor. And we thank him. We just starting today. Today is our opening. And one of the things that we want to see happen is kids come from all over. We just open for kids to come. And as we set up, more things are coming, more games, more. We're going to try to get the double Dutch going. But we want to thank some of the sponsors that is helping us. We took Harlem Week. Harlem is in the house. Harlem is in it. Harlem is booming. Harlem is booming. And we really, really want to take time and say, these kids are out here getting in trouble, but we have a safe haven for them here. So we want to say to the parents and everyone, take advantage of the safe haven. Hi, young lady. We come play with us today. Y'all got to recruit the kids. We are recruiting kids. We have a safe haven here. And we are mothers and fathers who've lost kids to gun violence. This is Harlem Mothers Say, Stop Another Violent End.
I lost two kids
to gun violence.
Oh, so
and this is why I started the organization. And at some point, you could go in and look
at the
pictures.
Yeah, we're going to go in right now. We're going to write in.
And because of this.
Let's go in. Can we go in there, please?
Yes, yes.
All right.
I will take a moment inside there.
Okay, okay. So now we're inside. This is your office space here on 128th Street between St. Nicholas and Frederick Douglass, right?
Yes.
Here in Harlem, New York. Mm-hmm. And so it says rest in peace. So what do we have here?
We have the wall of murder kids. These are my two kids. Tyrone and Anthony.
It's a little hard, I'm sure, for everybody here.
We started off with 5 mothers. Now mm-hmm. we have 50 plus mothers and fathers. We can't bring back our kids. So we could certainly help another mother and another father from feeling the pain and hurt that we are feeling.
Okay, thank you. So that's on our website, and you know, you're welcome to take a moment and listen a little further on this. This is a prayer for you. We usually say St. Francis of Assisi's prayer, but this is nice as well. Comfort on difficult days, smiles when sadness intrudes. This is a Mother's Day special, okay? Rainbows to follow the clouds, sunsets to warm your heart, laughter to kiss your lips. When spirits sag, hugs to brighten your 6 feet apart, okay? To brighten your being, friendships, beauty for your eyes to see, confidence for when you doubt, patience to accept the truth, courage to know yourself, and here's the big one, I think, love to complete your life. Okay, so that's powerful stuff. Now, let's go to Rita, because Rita is a rapper, and it's fun stuff. So this was some weeks ago, all right? This isn't current.
You never look my way. I'm looking down you, darling, in every single way. Your funny flow is falling and your wrinkles on the way. This ain't got shit to do with shampoo, so watch your head and shoulder. Brother older, bold enough to fold you. Yo, I told you. Arrayed afraid of what I made and played it with some funky twists. So say your flips and tricks. Put that music in your funky bed. Triggers from the grill town, ill town. So that's how it feels now. The deals that were real, so we're still round. Don't laugh with a freestyle phantom. Ain't trying to be handsome. Shrinking what you're thinking, cause I'm vamping. I live and die for hip hop. This is hip hop of today. I give props to hip hop. So hip hop. Hooray! Ho!
Who?
Hey!
He.
Ho!
Who?
Hey! Ho! Hey! Ho! Hip hop! Hooray! Ho! Hey! Ho! Hey! Ho! Hey! ho. You heard a lot about a brother gaining low ground, being low down. I do the showdown with every little hoe round. No, I want to know who you believe in with your funny reasons. Even when I'm sleeping, you think I'm cheating. You said, I know you, Mr. OPP man. The OPP man won't only see me, man. You should have known that when I hit it a step, that I was with it a bit, not to consider the rep. Heck, I did your partner because she's hot as a baker, because I'm not in my nature, not because I hate you. You put your heart in a pot of a pot that spreads apart, and you forgot that I forgive when you had a spot. You try to act like something really big is missing, even though my name's graffiti written on your kitten. I love black women always, and disrespect ain't the way. And that's the family today. Hip hop, hooray. Ho, hey, ho, hey, ho, hey, ho. Hip hop, hooray. Ho, hey, ho, hey. Ho, hey, ho. Hip-hop, hip-hip-hop, hip-hip-hop, hooray. There's ain't a hungry hip-hop, is one reason hip-hop's the tops today. Swear what you heard, cause I ain't baling no hay. I ain't chopping no crops, but still growing every day. Here's the thunder sound from the wonder span, from the underground town, down the hill, feel how ill down. Smiles, frowns to crowns, snatching crowns from clowns. Beat dams are found, don't know me, don't come around. Tippy-tippy-paws, tippy-tippy-paws. Sometimes creeping up, I eat them up, your styles are older than Lou Rawls. Peace to this one and that one and them, that's the way I shout out. And I didn't miss one friend. Fools get foolish, neither them apocalypse knew us. You could have cruised with shoes and can't step to us. Some kiddies purring, I call me Sir Too. Little hurt crew, any trick that diss gets a curfew. I put on projects for boots, step through troops and leave proof. My problem solver's name is Mook. I hit woodies in a hoodie piece to Josette, Jobette, Jojo, Janae, Bizan, every hood G. That's right, my fight is ill. Peace goes to L.O.N.S. and Quest, nice and smooth and Cypress Hill. I live and die for hip-hop, this is hip-hop for today. I give props to hip-hop, so hip-hop,
yeah, boy, 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 boy. Oh, okay, who can hey, say Mississippi five times oh, fast?
Hey, ho,
hey. He's a rapper.
Ho, hip-hop, hooray. Ho, hey, ho, hey, ho, hey. Smooth it out now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think last time I... Oh, I did. I, okay. That's that. That's Rita. She's doing her thing. All right. Here's some young women who are putting together an organization.
My name is Emma, and we are the co-directors of the Global Sisterhood Movement. And this year, we are teaming with the...
And this was some years ago. Actually, 2017.
...conference in the world, the California Women's Conference. And we would love to see you. And 11th in the LA area.
Okay, so this is
and
past.
Specifically for women who are either owning your own business, you're working in the corporate world, and you're interested in taking your leadership within that context to another level, and for women who are looking to accelerate or step into having your own business. And to do it the feminine way, that's our message and the essence of what we're bringing specifically as the Global Sisterhood to this conference, is what does it mean to do it in sisterhood and do it the feminine way?
Yes, sisterhood, sisterhood, sisterhood. So for so long in the professional world, we've had to compete against each other. We've been climbing this ladder, trying to raise that ceiling, and there is a new paradigm in feminine leadership, and that is through sisterhood. And all of you who are here engaging in this movement, who are following these posts, that's you. You are the new paradigm of feminine leadership, and yes, sometimes we have more of the intuitive skills, and other times we have more of the strategic skills. Come here where we can blend the two and really stand powerfully.
We're honored to be presenting on main stage to share the Sacred Sisterhood Pledge, and to also have a Global Sisterhood Lounge.
Yay.
Where it'll be deeply rejuvenating. This conference is at a conference convention center, and our space in particular is going to be a space with chocolate and elixirs and aromatherapy. And,
that's cool.
And circle. Yeah.
It's a couple years ago, but it's on Good News.
It's
going to women in that section. We've got hundreds of shows.
Both Lauren and myself on how to be a leader the feminine way, how to effectively make an incredible impact on this planet and do so with more pleasure, play, fun, and productivity.
Yeah. Okay. All right, ladies. Very nice. Well, let's go to Debbie McComber, who's written... quite a few books and sold millions. So let's listen to her.
Have any time
Hallmark
to cook,
Channel loser.
Write books, knit. Debbie, what are you, a 24-hour awake person?
Well, I am a very awake person. very early riser. I was born with a happy gene. That's what my husband calls it. I just wake up happy in the morning, and I get up about 4. So generally, and so I don't need a. I sleep about 5 to 6 hours a night.
Wow, because you're packing in a lot here.
Yeah, I am.
Well, that's great. That's super. And what do you suggest for other people to do the same? How do you suggest for what's this? What is one of the considerations that you would say to somebody to get a lot done?
You know, I would say live a life of gratitude. I know that doesn't sound like a natural sequential thing there, but when you are grateful, you are more aware of others, and you just tend to appreciate life more.
I love it. Debbie, congratulations. Always a pleasure and honor to get to speak with you. Keep up the good work and the good charitable efforts. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's us. Positive, life-affirming, thought-provoking news, entertainment, and events. Good news. All right. For a long time. Upbeat. Not beat up. Wow. All right, Kayla, take it.
I love it.
Ask him what love means
to you.
Being dedicated and
wow, thank you.
Here we go. Your name is?
Marin.
All right, what does peace mean to you?
Happiness. Well, more love being happiness and peace being like. Together.
So love means to you?
Happiness.
All right, beautiful. And my lovely sister?
Hi, I'm Toby. Peace means everybody accepting everybody for who they are and getting along. And love to me is my good family.
All right. My family. Her family. All right, family. I'm part of her family. That's my sister.
Boy, I love my sister. All right. Well, we're getting there. Let's stop that. And let's go. Let's see what happens here. I'm just kind of winging this here. Oh, this is Linda. And she's a mommy of a dog and a mommy of a son.
Some of you feel you're either on a diet. Hello, Linda Meyer. Hi, Linda Meyer.
How are you, Paul Slanton?
I'm very happy to know the fact that, as Albert, you have said to me just now in our hallway that you would need to give Albert some of Albert's clothes away because of?
They don't fit him anymore. They're too small.
A good reason.
Albert's
he's strong. Plumping up?
He plumped up.
Okay. Are you feeding him something new, or are you just...
I feed him. He won't eat dog food anymore. He only eats human food.
That Albert, you had one smart cookie. Does he eat cookies? No.
He doesn't eat cookies, per se, but he eats dog treats, a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
And he has different kinds of food now because I've resumed cooking.
Okay. And so give me an average day. What are we talking about here?
About his diet?
Yes.
Okay. Well, in the morning he has treats and water. And then in the evening he has some kind of meat. And I would like him to have vegetables, but he doesn't like them so much.
Is it particularly the greens? Greens always seem to be a problem.
He likes broccoli at times.
Okay.
But it has to be cooked with garlic. He doesn't like the taste of it by itself.
Yes, Albert's not an Italian dog. He's
French.
Oh, yeah, they like garlic too.
And also, last time he had leg of lamb.
What time are you serving, Linda?
The leg of lamb, I had to serve at 9:30 because it took 3 hours to cook it.
All right, I'm available. And so, this is a beautiful story. Well, Albert, I bid you a happy Valentine's Day, and to your mommy, happy Valentine's Day. This is a beautiful Valentine's Day. Albert has spoken to me and wished me a happy Valentine's Day. All right, well, we're not going to video them unless you want me to. Okay, yes, okay, you sure they want to be?
No, I'm not.
All right, we're not going there. Well, happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Okay, there's another great day. Okay, well, here's a young lady who is kind and maybe a mother one day, or has a mother, that's probably so, and we'll see what happens here. Let's see if this starts at the beginning. Let's hope so. Yes, good. Woman's work is never done.
You in a hundred lifetimes, I choose you in a hundred worlds, I'd find you. And I'd say I do.
And there's a happy face for you. Okay. How about a little yoga? All right, Claire, help us out here.
Fine. Inhale up. We warm up our body. Exhale, creating heat. Inhale, right leg back, equestrian pose, reaching up for the sky. Exhale, down. Inhale, right arm up, creating space around the heart and lungs for energy and blood to flow more freely. Exhaling, down. Inhale, both arms up. Exhale, down, mountain pose. Tailbone up, and then bending one knee, and then the other. Relax your head.
You can do the child pose too if you want, if you know what that is.
Inhale, lowering down, coming into cobra. That's one long breath, hold it. Exhale, chin in, mountain pose. Inhale, right foot comes all the way forward, using your hand if you need to, reaching the arms up. Exhale, hands down. This gets easier with practice. Inhale, right arm, left arm up. Exhale.
Don't need a gym.
Exhale, down. Both arms up. Exhaling down quietly. Bring your left foot forward and inhale, roll up. Hands to sky. Exhale, hands to heart. Close your eyes. Notice your heart beating. Silently say, I am strong. I am healthy. I am strong. I am healthy. Because what you think, you create. What you think, you become. I am strong. I am healthy.
Important right now.
Okay, great.
All right, Claire, you're super duper. Thank you very much. Okay. You know, I'd like to just do show you, just suggest for you, if you so desire. You know, on our homepage, we have a spot where we... if you scroll down to the bottom, we have a place for our newsletter. So we send it out maybe once a week. We're not hitting people too much with it. And so if you'd like, please go to goodnewsplanet.tv. And so this is this week's newsletter. We do have a 3 p.m. show, which you're watching right now. And thank you very much for doing that. And we've been doing this, as I say. And then we have a 7 o'clock show. And that's a hero show, which we go outside and in our backyard, which we'll go right to right now. And we thank the heroes of our community and the heroes of the world, actually, as well. It's all about being good and kind and loving and caring. And we're on that reality of belief that the world is good and kind and loving and caring, and that there are a few that are confused and can't communicate their concerns. And we need to help them so they don't punch us in the nose or do something worse. Okay. And we, as I say, we have thousands of shows, podcasts, all kind of pre-podcast, like when the radio was invented. And we have been doing this a long time. Actually, we'll get this one up hopefully tonight or tomorrow. We talked to the director of cancer and COVID for the CDC, Dr. Richardson, and we have doctors of natural medicine, ophthalmologists. We got a lot of stuff on this good news. I like it. It's a good thing. Plus, I'm a reverend. I'll just mention to anybody and everybody that you can call me anytime. I'd be happy to speak with you or officiate a ceremony if that's what you need. But I'm here for you. And so this is our website, and we have all these sections and blah, 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 blah. And that's our hero show, and we have them up there for a while. Oh, return. Actually, Linda lost her pocketbook. I lost it. Somehow it got taken from her. And the police came, and I helped the police, and blah, 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 blah. And videotaped those good citizens. The therapist, Ellen Gellick, had sent us that. That's a horse goes into hospitals. Another good thing. Here's my good buddy Mario with a poem on weeds. But the basic overall, it's deep. Mario is a deep dude. Only seeds sown. It's actually Dr. Mario. Dr. Mario's thought is only seeds sown get the chance to live. So get out there and get do and have a great time in life and enjoy every moment. We have some cures here that have been sent to us that people feel can help for coronavirus. And I sort of am into the belief that it's so. And the so is that once you heat the virus over 130 degrees, like in a sauna, it kills it. So that is so. Here's ophthalmologist talking about your eyes and the importance of this. This was a nice woman who has about 30 or so restaurants. McDonald's giving out free food. So a lot of good things, and thank you very much for tuning in. And please tell your friends, and you can help support us too if you so desire. There's links there for making any kind of donation. I'm always happy just to get a moment out in our little nature to say a moment of prayer, and this is where we have been doing a lot of our 7 o'clock show out in the backyard here. I'm a lucky dude since I bought in 85 when this was the wild, wild west. But come out here and enjoy the beauty of New York, even though we're in the city here and we have the moss. And this is a garden for meditation and thought, and let's take a moment right now and do thought of. Okay. Amen. Our women, we like to say also. That's perfect for Mother's Day. Okay. I'm going to, because I wish I could play better the piano. I wish, but I don't do much about it. There's some hardworking women. Look at those. And these are some hardworking women right here. Friends. And that's been given to me by a friend. All right, Valerie, thank you for that. And then we have our hug of planets, which are cool, which is equally cool, and in my mind, cooler, is this photo, the blue marble. This is from the moon and says, we are all in it together. Talking about everybody with their together, this means we're together. We have always been together. We have never not been together. Only people that want to put countries into our John Leninist. That's what I am. Because you are loved. All right, we have little virtues. And if you can save a penny for a rainy day, that's a good idea. Okay, especially now. So I'm going to play a little song just dedicated to my mom who taught me a little bit of this piano. And I'm a sax guy, but mom and dad, good parents, lucky me. Oh, Louise Hay, another wonderful woman. I like the women. I like the men too. I am at home in my body. All right, I like people. I'm a people liker. And so are you, I'm sure. All right, so I just, you know, the weirdest thing happened. I didn't realize this, my uncle taught me, my mother's brother, this song, but it's actually with Samson and Delilah. And I didn't know it, I heard it on the classical thing. I'm listening to a lot of classical music because I took a vacation away. Yeah, vacation away from watching the television. Because I couldn't take it anymore, the news. Thank you. Okay, everybody. Enjoy. Thanks, Mom. Peace on earth. Thanks to my whole family who's helped support this good news for the last 20 plus years by their hard work and labor and my inheritance, which I put all into this business because I know this is my mission. Thank you very much. And, you know, let's end this with, let's see what he says. This is a famous guy. Let's see if he's talking today. She's got a point. Yeah. And how about this to end with? This is perfect. And thank you, Marlene and Mark, for giving this to me.
In a little song I wrote, might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now.
Hug the planet, hug everybody around you. Peace and love. Thank you very much, and stay safe. Good News Planet, .tv, Good News Broadcast, and please join our Peace Day Party events that we do on September 21st. Thank you.